Matthew Williams reporting. It's at 5:26. Picture it. You're suffering from back pain. Would you instinctively want some x-rays, ultrasounds and MRI scans, or a spot of acupuncture? The National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, or NICE, has published new advice for NHS staff in England and Wales, which you can read in detail on the blog. But essentially, it advises that people who suffer from lower back pain should get access to treatments including acupuncture and manual therapy, including spinal manipulation, on the NHS. NICE said that other treatments and tests, including those x-rays, ultrasounds and MRI scans, should not be used, except in certain circumstances. I'm joined by Professor David Colquhoun, who's a research fellow in pharmacology at University College London, and by Professor Martin Underwood, a GP who was chairman of that committee overseeing the NICE guidance. And Professor Underwood, it's detailed guidance, so I appreciate you could talk on this till midnight, but briefly, what is the new guidance on acupuncture?
The new guidance on acupuncture is that for any patients who have had back pain lasting for more than 6 weeks, that acupuncture should be one of choice of three therapies that they can choose from. So they can consult with their GP or therapist between a choice of acupuncture, manual therapy including manipulation, or an exercise program as the first line of additional treatment.
Because you believe it works?
It's not whether I believe my belief, it's the fact that the evidence shows that it works. There are around 8 or 9 randomised controlled trials of acupuncture with well over 5,000 patients in them. And the consistent message from these studies is that acupuncture is effective.
Professor Colquhoun, do you think acupuncture is effective?
No, I don't. I think Professor Underwood is completely misrepresenting the evidence. If you look at the latest Nordic Cochrane study, there's never a difference between acupuncture and sham acupuncture, and there is a smallish difference between no acupuncture and acupuncture, which of course is not blind, probably just a theatrical placebo effect, but it's quite small and of marginal clinical significance, and certainly not a long-term effect.
And yet there are plenty of people, this is not to disprove the argument you just made, Professor Colquhoun, but there are plenty of people who will swear that acupuncture has done wonders that other things haven't.
There are plenty of people who swear almost anything, unfortunately, and one does have to go strictly by what's seen. I mean, the first thing that should be said, of course, is that none of the treatments work very well, not drugs, not manipulation, not anything. If they did, you wouldn't have this enormous problem of back pain. It's almost self-evident that none of them work very well.
Well, let's come back to that in a second, but on this question of acupuncture, Professor Underwood, are you misrepresenting the evidence?
I disagree. I don't think I am misrepresenting the evidence. I think we are actually agreeing on the evidence here that there are a good number of positive studies.
I have to say, it didn't sound like that to me.
Well, and there are a good number of positive studies showing that acupuncture is effective. Now, there is an interesting question about the difference between sham acupuncture and real acupuncture, and there's an interesting question about what the components are as about what makes the treatment work. But from what Professor Colquhoun has had to say, he's accepting that the trials that I'm describing are positive trials.
What about his
it's
broader
just about the interpretation.
Well, sorry to interrupt you. What about his broader point that essentially none of the treatments are terribly effective, that's why there's so much back pain?
Well, the average effect size for any of these treatments is, he's quite, I agree with him there, the average size of the effect is small. But what that means is not so much that everybody gets a small benefit. What it probably means is that quite a few people get little or no benefit from it, and that a proportion of people get a very good benefit from this treatment. And it is this proportion of people who get a good benefit from the treatment who will gain from this.
Professor Colquhoun, what are the alternatives if you don't like what NICE are advising?
The main point is that there's no evidence at all that acupuncture or chiropractic, which is hinted at but not named because I suppose NICE felt that it might reduce their scientific credibility to name it, quite rightly. There's no difference between them and manipulative therapy by a physiotherapist or by exercise, that they all have the same rather measly effect. The trouble is, though, that once you get into acupuncture and chiropractic, you're bringing in a whole pile of mystic mumbo-jumbo, which isn't mentioned in the NICE report, but comes along with it. And so NICE is implicitly endorsing all sorts of queer mystical stuff about subluxations and meridians and chi and energy flows. You can be sure that once they're in the NHS, then the HR department will require courses which haven't been costed at the taxpayers' expense and quangos to evaluate the courses full of experts on energy flow and meridians. And the costing has been done, in my view, quite wrongly. There are all sorts of hidden costs and secondary consequences which haven't been considered.
Professors, I'm grateful to both of you. I know our listeners will want to share their views and experience on this. There is a space on the blog where you can do just that. Just look for the photograph of the man with needles in his leg. In the next half hour, will people get the sand?